Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, my friends.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
You really like it, didn't you?
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of saying
will
I misrepresented myself.
Get it away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Nice.
It just f***ing sucks. It f***ing sucks to be out here with this out of control.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job. I'm worthless. I bring nothing to the table. Zero. Like, I'm not work material. I will never be work material.
No, you're going to tell a story. I don't believe that I can bear to listen to another one of your stories right now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kids!
They're a giant waste of time and money.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're what's wrong with everything.
But don't bogart that joint.
Elon Musk is the next guy to do it, probably, right?
Just pass it around.
Yeah, I think the kids are gonna love it.
Pass it on down.
And now, okay, you know what? Take your first name, okay? Take your first name and take your second name. And you know what that is? It's your hooker name because you're a foul street hooker.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 6th of December.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Sure,
Friday.
It's Friday. My hooker name is Allie McKay.
I'm happy you worked that out so fast.
Yeah.
Mine's Kevin Ryder, then, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jensen?
Mine's Jensen Karp.
Okay.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
All right. Mm-hmm. Where can people reach us for that type of work?
I can be reached.
At our email.
Jensen@krock.com.
Allie@krock.com.
And Kevin@krock.com.
So if you're looking to...
Yeah, right, Kevin.
I got yelled at yesterday because I don't check emails. By the way, and also, I got yelled at by our boss.
Uh-huh.
Because they sent out some type of important email
to
everybody.
Did. Yeah, they did.
And everybody needed a response by such and such a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I use a private email. I don't really use the K-Rock email just because there's a lot of stuff in there that's not relevant.
And, well, I mean, that's not true. I mean, there's a lot of relevant stuff.
As well, there is.
Right.
But also...
regarding all the things from the show.
And, yes, but also there's a lot of stuff that's not relevant as well.
Right.
So anyway, I've kind of done this workaround, and I sort of got in trouble for it.
I've done this workaround.
I did a workaround, yeah.
It just means you did an email back.
Yeah.
That's not a workaround.
That's a workaround. It was my workaround. My workaround was saying, hey, I hope nothing important comes to this email, but if it does, someone will let me know, I assume.
Also...
is that a solid workaround or no?
No, it's just ignoring.
Shaking.
That was an email that you were supposed to... Everyone was on it, and you were supposed to just email back...
Just, I saw it.
And then a bunch of people didn't understand the reply all.
Man.
And that kills me. It's 2019.
Yeah.
Like, you work at a technology-based company.
Mm-hmm.
Just reply to the one person.
It's the one little arrow pointing left and not the two.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
It seems easy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, because we don't get those much, but I can only imagine companies that do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like full company wide and then someone replies all. That's murder button to me.
Hey, do you think, new company after a year?
No. Hmm. We've tried it.
Well, that's what Jensen's complaining about it.
No, that was just to jocks.
Oh,
yeah, that
okay.
wasn't an intercom wide email.
I thought we could reply all to intercom.
No, just the jocks.
No.
I was excited.
But it would be funny if you did it today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you should respond back today to everyone.
Reply
hey, guys,
all.
Did I miss it? I had a workaround.
What did I miss? I had a workaround. And see if it's an acceptable workaround?
Yeah, see if it worked out.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good plan.
I like it.
Yeah, so I got in trouble. Now I have to start checking email. So.
How many did you have when you went in?
6,871.
Wow. So are you checking all those, or did you delete them, and starting anew?
That's just before I got in trouble.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So delete all.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All and right. Now it's a...
So
a,
now, yeah. My workaround...
True workaround.
...isn't really
yeah.
gonna work, I don't think.
So if people right now emailed Kevin at krock.com...
Why are you doing this? Yes.
You will see those.
I have to start seeing those.
Okay.
Yes, I've been told that my workaround is not acceptable.
Kevin at krock.com?
I don't know that we necessarily want to say that. I'm just saying, I was in a happy place.
What? Allie, I gotta be honest. I was looking at a story, just something maybe we'll talk about later. Yeah, what is the email?
Kevin at krock.com. I also think because this is a new Kevin, like new year, new you, you're gonna start looking at these emails.
Mm-hmm.
Why not send him a little note of encouragement? Like, hey, Kev Dog, heard you're gonna be checking your emails. Just wanna say, way to go, little buddy. Like that type of email, I think would really start you on the right foot
here.
At Kevin at krock.com.
Can I give a suggestion?
Sure.
Not if it's the same as hers.
It's not. It's different.
Right. Okay.
It's a workaround. Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He's using it for kind of the first time.
Right. Oh, instructions.
Yeah, but also spam filters.
Oh,
I need to make sure. I need to make sure.
That's important.
Well, I need to make sure it's working.
Yeah.
So maybe send one to Kevin at kevin@krock.com that just says, is this working? Are you getting my email?
Okay.
And then he can respond and be like, yes, yours is
clear.
Don't you think
if we handled that off the air, we could have one person email me that?
The emails are all different.
What if we have people sign him up for some email
blast?
And then we'll find out if there's
Which email?
kevin@krock.com.
So like Banana Republic sales or like Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
Right. One of the reasons I fled kevin@krock.com is because of Modest Yahoo. And his stupid letter.
You tried for years
to get out.
Unsubscribe. Nothing worked.
Also, you hate Jews.
I know. I was fascinated. And then after a while, I was like, okay, how is he doing this? I need to learn.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff I don't know about email, apparently.
Sure.
Because I thought you could get off an email list.
Turns out you
can't.
Not Modest Yahoo. He's with you for life.
Wow. So, good time. So, let's not, don't go crazy. I mean, let's just, a couple of people, two. Say?
Thousand.
So if you
haven't already
emailed, then don't worry about it. It's taken care of.
Okay, but if you're listening to the podcast...
No, it's already taken care of then. Don't worry about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you think this is like American Idol, Don't Call Now, we did this earlier?
Yeah.
No, it's kevin@krock.com. Do it whenever. It's available at any time. K-Rock, it doesn't turn off.
This isn't... All right, this isn't helping.
How's that workaround going?
It was going really well. How many years did I get away with it?
30.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So no more.
All okay. Right.
Email, baby.
Good times. Let's talk about today's Kevin Beach Show, shall we?
You ever get punched in the face for talking too much?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets on the floor for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, along with Bud Light Platinum VIP Pass.
That's this weekend. That's tomorrow
That's
and then
tomorrow
Sunday.
Tomorrow and Sunday. Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 Omar intros of the year.
Very excited.
There were a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of not good ones.
Oh, I'm sure they're both going to end up on the list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean Christmas gift guide we do every year. This is if you're having problems finding an actual gift for somebody, we'll give you some suggestions.
We are helpful.
We're really great at it.
Yeah.
I think.
I brought heat.
Same.
You last year did a cat litter that cost like $1,000.
It was $500. And I got to be honest.
What's the difference?
Got to be honest.
It's cat litter.
Got to be honest with you. I had it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't work.
Not that good.
Oh, no.
My little fat cat did not go in ever.
Oh, no.
But would you have summarized what you brought in last year as fire? Because you just did.
I probably would have said that it was smoldering.
Okay.
Okay.
This one is a straight up out of control house fire.
Okay. So you're confident in this one?
Very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Keep it 100 because it's Friday and comedian Doug Benson joins us in studio as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Time for our first look at what's happening with Ellie. I just got 96 emails.
Great.
A lot of concerned listeners checking in. Happy that I'm on. Testing. Okay. Test, test. Does this work?
So sweet.
I had someone email me to ask you if you got their email.
Which I
feel like is now.
Excellent.
Push, now, it's pushing it.
Now what you do is you email Allie at krock.com and Jensen at krock.com and make sure I got your emails.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'll be forwarding them. So.
CC Kevin on
no,
that.
No, don't CC Kevin on me on that at all.
krock.com.
I got plenty. It's tested. It works.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Everyone's emailing from different like accounts. Like Hotmail or Gmail.
All
or
works. Whatever. Everything works. I just checked.
We should test them.
I just did a thorough check.
Yeah.
A workaround?
Yeah.
Guys, we had an employee here that did a segment about animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to ask if I can take that over.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, please.
Maybe first of the year, I'll start doing those. But this is why I want to do them.
Okay.
Because I found this story. And the title alone.
Every animal story, however, makes Allie cry.
Not this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the title of this article. Duck has, quote, traumatized penis removed after nonstop sex.
That's the best article ever.
A duck from the UK named Dave.
I don't know, man. Dave, what's going on? I don't know. I'm just overworked.
He was forced to have his, quote, traumatized penis surgically removed after it became infected due to his insatiable sex drive. Dave's owner is a man named Josh from Devon. He said his nymphomaniac pet would mate with his female companions. That's Dora, Edith, and Frida, because they deserve to be named. I mean, they're not just, whatever,
thoughts.
Just ducks out there roaming around.
Be named.
Yes, Dora, Edith, and Frida. He'd mate with them between 5 and 10 times a day.
Hello.
Have we checked with them to see if they're still alive?
Even when it wasn't mating season. It got to the point where his threesome partners would sometimes wander off during sex and even peck at his pecker to ward off unwanted advances. Unfortunately, the horny duck, also known as a drake, paid the ultimate price for his amorous activities, and it became really infected.
Ooh.
Antibiotics failed to remedy the problem. Doctors had to amputate, leaving only a little stump. The duck is faring fine after the operation.
You think he's walking around like, hey, well, what's up? Let's
remember, go. Remember
and
this?
And they're like, no, take it to look. You have problems.
Take a look, Stumpy.
Right?
Right?
Now, wait, it's called a drake?
Yeah.
Does it email younger women?
It all the Dora, Edith, and Frida are all 15
18. 16,
Okay. Let's see what you did. Here's the thing. His owner, Josh, said that he speculates that he feels pretty upset about losing his willy. That's a quote. He probably feels pretty upset about losing his willy.
I mean, 5 times a day?
5 to 10 times a day.
Is that weird?
Nice try.
Oh, that's a
I thought
vibe.
That was like the least weird part of the story.
Try.
That's good. I love that.
That's a great story.
Sometimes they wander off. Like, do-do-do.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't see me over here in the corner.
Yeah. Right? Honestly. Just hopping off, moving on about your day.
I would like to see it.
Wow, that's weird.
Maybe the stump? Was she talking about the stump?
I'd probably like to see the stump.
I mean, I'd like to see it too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'd like to see it before and after just to see how much they had to take off, right?
Sure.
You might even be relieving him by taking it off.
Yeah.
Because he has such high work rate.
Sure.
It's like when Wilt Chamberlain got 100 points and then the next night he scored like 30. It was
so similar.
What a bummer for him because now he's set at this high standard.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that standard's too high for him to stay at.
Yeah.
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 5 to 10, it's like, the next day, help me get to 1.
Yeah.
Or help me get to none at this point. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to just live out his days just resting.
Yeah.
He's put in work.
It is tiring. 10.
A day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's a tough burden.
We see what you're doing here, too, and it's not.
We're not buying
working.
It.
Yeah.
We're not picking up what you're putting down. Neither are Edith, Frida, and Dora.
Don't ever talk about my friends.
Guys, Christmas is coming up. And
what?
If you're going to fly somewhere and you haven't booked a flight, listen up. Because obviously you missed out the deals in the summer and the fall. But experts say that prices tend to temporarily drop about 2 to 3 weeks before Christmas. According to AAA, booking around December 8th, which is this Sunday, and December 9th, Monday, can lead to major savings. Also, planning to fly out on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Very good idea. So you could save about 30%. They say here the absolute cheapest day to fly is December 23rd. That's interesting.
Why, I wonder?
I don't know. Hmm. The most expensive day to fly is the Saturday before Christmas, which is December 21st. So don't even think about booking that day. But if you're looking to fly December 23rd or Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So you're welcome. I just saved you some money. Email Kevin. Let him know how
you don't
happy
need,
you are. Kevin about at
KROQ.com.
Don't need to do that. I mean, I'm not going to have time to respond to everybody. I hope they know that.
Okay. Well, then you hate your fans.
No, yeah. I don't hate anyone. I just, I'm very busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, wasn't there like a thing said to you by the higher ups that you have to focus on?
Yeah, I got in trouble. Yeah.
So, I mean, then ignoring them again, I mean, warning two?
Are they going to notice again?
Warning two?
I don't know what happens.
This will go down on your permanent record.
They open up a cobwebbed box, 30 years of Kevin Ryder.
Oh, God.
I guarantee you there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, there are no cobwebs. It's constantly being stuff put
updated,
in.
Updated, yeah.
Some birthdays for you. Not a lot today. Judd Apatow, happy birthday. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's that time of year where you're giving gifts to people. You want to be a thoughtful gift giver.
Always, yeah.
There's always somebody, and in this room, not in this room, at this station, it's usually Omar, who's a great gift giver. Allie is probably second.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were ranking gift giving.
No, I'm saying
good
like...
Good Lord, Kevin.
This is the thing,
she
though.
She looks okay in hats. I mean, you've been complimenting me left and right.
I didn't say that properly. However... Like, Omar's the kind of person that will think all year and give you a very thoughtful gift, and then you feel bad for going to Target and getting him a gift card.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what
he
I mean?
Does,
like,
he gets gifts according to that person.
Yes.
It's never something, oh, everyone can use this. It is tailored specifically to you.
Yeah. I want to say
and that's annoying because that makes it harder on me.
Yes. It's hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do a Secret Santa.
Yes.
And this year I want to say I'm moving up in the rankings.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I feel very confident.
What does that mean? Your gift is good?
My gift is good.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think mine's pretty good, too.
I'm coming for the number two spot is what I'm saying, Alex.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got news for you. Mm-hmm. I have won this Secret Santa.
Hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I have won it.
All right.
It's not a game. Again, there's no competition with Secret Santa.
Having said that, I may have won it.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having said that...
Nope, not the guy who gave me a $20 shirt last year. He's talking. Okay.
The person I have...
Okay, all right.
Oh, how about that? Okay.
Wow. Honestly.
Well, it's not you, Allie. It's not you, Destin. So I'll just leave it like that.
So now
or Christine. Or Casey.
Or Casey.
Right.
But the person I have...
That's all the girls, by the way. For the record.
The majority of people work here.
No. Or maybe I do. Maybe I'm just throwing you off.
Right.
Sure.
Or maybe he's
just really good.
Or maybe he's gender fluid.
Yes.
That's right? a great point.
Right.
The person I have... I feel is really hard to shop for.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
So you have Kevin.
To impress this person.
Okay.
Oh, you want to impress
him.
No,
it's not impressing.
Totally,
it's just being kind. Yeah, it's not impressing.
No, I want to impress.
Yeah, you want to impress him.
I mean, there's a ranking board.
There is a ranking board.
Yeah, I mean, so.
By the way, just for the record, I'm at the bottom of the ranking board, so.
Okay.
For what that's worth. All right, so we thought we'd come up with some gifts that perhaps you could consider if you need a gift for somebody.
Yeah.
A gift guide.
A gift guide.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kevin and Bean gift guide.
You want to spread that Christmas cheer.
Ho, 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 ho.
Kevin and gift guide. But you don't know what to give this year. Kevin and gift guide. We're here for you, right by your side. It's Kevin and gift guide. So you
That was masterfully done by Omar.
Honestly, how we're not calling the show Kevin And is beyond me.
Hey. Because he said it's the Kevin And gift guide.
A little bit of a vocal.
That's so funny.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I'd like to start.
Okay.
Bluetooth banana phone.
Okay.
This is a thing.
It is.
A full banana that works on Bluetooth.
I love it so
this
much.
This is a great idea.
That's actually the phone. You can actually talk in it and use
and
your
it
phone
works.
That way. Yes.
Yes.
a Bluetooth banana phone.
Just imagine walking down the street and being like, yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, I'll be home soon.
And it works by Bluetooth.
Imagine walking down the street and you're like, is that a banana in your pocket? And you're like, yes, it's my phone.
How did you know it's my phone?
Oh, that's awesome.
A Bluetooth banana phone.
Does it have the price on there?
$40.
Nice!
And some of the money goes to gorilla conservation.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a site where there's a lot of places also donate to charities and stuff like that.
Nice.
It's called Uncommon Goods.
Oh.
And I go there a lot. And I have others, but you guys go ahead.
They've received pre-orders for 1,000 units from 18 countries. And they had an Indiegogo where they raised $45,000.
Love it. I love it.
They deserve it.
I can't wait to walk around holding a banana for my phone.
That's a great idea. Can I give you my
keys? Please.
Okay, we've talked about this before a little bit on the show because I was given it from my wife and everyone was like, oh, that's such a good gift. I am giving you all the information so that you can do it in your life as well. It's on Etsy. His name is, and I'm going to spell it out for you, but it's Homme Sur La Lune. HommeSurLaLune. But his real name is Gerard. And he creates outstanding custom pet portraits. Incredible custom pet portraits. You send him a picture of your dog or cat, and really any pet that you call by your first name. It could be a pig if you're a weirdo like Bean was.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn them into digitally painted regal portraits.
It's beautiful.
I love that.
It's beautiful, the work he does.
Stunning. He may put them in a robe and crown of a king or like a vintage Amelia Earhart aviator getup, hat and scarf, glasses. They look like they could be in like the Louvre. Your cat wears a velvet jacket and smokes a pipe, or
amazing,
is an Apollo 13 astronaut, or a police portrait, graduate class photo from the 80s. There are 34 options on his website now. When we bought one, there were 4 options, so he has amped it up.
Yeah.
I collect art as a hobby, mm-hmm, but nothing in my entire house, no matter how much I've spent or how quote-unquote good the artist is, gets as much attention as Brunch and Bill in a Renaissance painting.
And brings as much joy.
It's so great. It's stunning. $80 is the cheapest on there, which I think is incredible for an original piece of art.
Yeah.
I know it's a little more on the expensive side,
yeah,
but for a family member, that's incredible. It goes up to $125 based on the size of the canvas, but it's ready to hang when you get it, and it is such a thoughtful, loving gift. I think we're going to be putting out links for the things we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just use that link at Kevin and Bean on Twitter or, So
I love it.
That's mine.
Well, I have two. My first one is...
Is that
how you say it.
Yeah, that's how you say his name.
Okay. How do you spell it? Say it again.
Say...
Le maître.
It's okay, H-O-M-M-E.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's how you do it.
Le maître.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank
you.
All right, mine, I have two. The first one is a quick one. It's only $10, but I'm telling you, it's going to change your poo game.
What?
It's going to change your poo game.
Is that what you're looking for at Christmas?
But literally your poo game.
Okay.
Because it's a putting green to put right in front of you.
Yes.
As you're pooping. Look at this picture, Muggs.
Listen,
look
to
at
Muggs.
This guy. Look
oh,
at
my God.
It's the greatest picture because it's literally a guy sitting on the toilet with his pants around his ankles and a putting green
and he's
in front
putting.
Of him. Yeah.
It's I'm
a
never
little,
getting off the pot.
No, it's a little putting green in front of you, and then you've got your little club. You've got a little inflatable area that you get the hole in.
My goal when I go... What?
The golf ball in the hole.
My goal when I go to the bathroom is to get out.
Well, yeah, because how much extra is hemorrhoids?
You don't get
That's a great
hemorrhoids
question.
Yes,
from
do.
Just sitting there. You get it from pushing too hard.
Well, I think sitting on the toilet for a long time can also give you roids.
Not if you put the putting green on top of the squatty potty.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that is
that's
a good
a
point.
Thought.
So
that
it's almost like mini golf. There's a hazard.
I mean, I'm not judging. I don't know if it's mini. Here's my other one, which I think is the more real one.
Okay.
Also from Uncommon Goods, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
It is called a long-distance friendship lamp. Have you seen these?
No. I have.
You get
I
a
saw
lamp.
Them yesterday while looking, and I was like, I don't think I could pull that off.
I think it is such a beautiful thought. You get two lamps, and you send one to somebody that lives far away. It could be your grandmother, could be your mom, your dad, your niece, your nephew, your kid at college.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you think about them, you set it up wirelessly. Whenever you think about them, you touch the lamp, and their lamp emits a rainbow of colors. So you know when your loved one is thinking about you, no matter how far away they are. I think that is one of the most beautiful things ever.
That you know what it would be good for?
What?
When instead of your parents sending an email when they're having sex, they can just tap their lamp
for
you.
Oh my God.
Right?
Didn't even think about that.
That way they know, you know, what's happening at home.
You just ruined my long-distance friendship
the
lamp.
No, get them the lamp.
No, I don't know. I don't want to know when they're boning with a rainbow.
Yes, you do. Get
no.
them. Yes, of
no.
course you do.
Kevin and Gift Guide.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. What do we got here, Omar? Is this the top 10?
First, that was well said. we have the top 10 intros of 2019, and they are from me.
The top 10, Omar.
Well said.
That was as well
said.
That
was well said.
Yeah, you really yeah. set yourself up
it's
there.
It's catchy.
The top 10 Omar intros. The top 10 Omar intros. And I don't think I really the intros are the best thing on the show.
The top what?
10 Omar intros. Now it's time to let you know.
The top 10 Omar intros.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that one didn't make it.
That one didn't because mm-hmm. that was done in like 2013, I think. Oh, but you guys,
hold on, we've kept that for 6 years.
I think so, something like that.
Wow, that's a bad choice.
Yeah, but you guys are slave drivers, by the way.
Are we?
So I was going through just the intros for this year, and I did 63 that I know of.
Wow, really?
Yeah, just intros for games and other various features that we do on the show.
I will say we take Omar for granted. We just go, okay, here's the name of the thing.
Yeah.
Go do a jingle for it.
Yeah.
And he comes up with something, and I don't know how.
Every time. I legit, until about 6-7 years ago, I had nightmares because I thought, oh my God, how am I going to be able to come up with an intro for whatever?
Right.
And then I could pinpoint the moment where I had the confidence enough because Ralph Garman said, hey, we're going to call this game A Slice of Nice Mice. Omar, go. And I created a badass intro for that. And then I was like, if I can make that work.
That one gave you the confidence for everything else?
I was just like, you know what? I think I can make anything kind of work. Sometimes things, you know, fail because, but I think my percentage is pretty good.
Okay. You hit well, yeah.
Yeah. See,
I mean, you bet 300 in the major leagues. You're considered
an
good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're an all-star.
So at number 10, we did a game called Real Song, Fake Song. And I love in the intros when I insult the listeners.
Real song or fake song, but don't get it wrong, cause then you won't win ticks. You can do it, just don't be stupid. Real song or fake song.
By the way, for games which I could never, ever, ever win.
Right.
Ever. Just want to admit that. So.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us can.
At number 9, I have, and it's funny, each intro, something just pops in my head, and I go through, I have this little program where it's a sound library, and I type in, like, 80s or funk or whatever I'm feeling.
Okay.
So for this game, I just typed in, like, 80s. So this is my, like, 80s Omar Ruben is so old intro.
Ooh.
Ruben is so old. The dude is, like, 73. Ruben is so old.
Hey, Ruben, can you hear me?
Ruben, you're old.
Also, people should know that working here, he is down the hall, and he has sort of a small little studio that he works out of. And if you walk by at any point and he is recording, it's just him standing and screaming into a microphone.
Yes. Yeah, he looks like a madman.
He looks like a madman.
By the way, thanks for saying that, Jensen, because this next intro is an excellent example of that. Check out the end of this intro. This is called Famous Laughs.
Oh. If you win, you'll get tickets to the Joker movie.
And
so he gets home and his wife goes, what's wrong with your voice? Well, gotta be honest, I had to make an intro today.
In my studio, there's a window, and there's no blinds in my window.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I have, like, other people from, like, the Wave looking in and looking like, what is this guy up to? Mm-hmm. At number 7, we gave away tickets to see Tool, and this is Actin' a Tool.
Jensen will rap a Tool song and he'll do it just for you.
Whoa!
But make sure you get it right, cause if not, you'll be blue.
Ah!
Acting the Tool, acting the Tool. Come on, get it right, go see Tool.
Hey kids, Tool is fun!
That's mocking Taylor Swift there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite game that we started this year is Meowioki. I just love it to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
thanks, Atlanta.
Exactly. We ripped it off from another radio station. So this is number six, Meowioki.
Meow, 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 meow.
What am I? By the way, that I can't believe that's not a number one.
Yeah.
It's great. Really?
It is one of the best.
Very good theme song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. At number five, we did a game called Band or Clown, and anytime I get to incorporate a fart sound effect, I'm in.
Band or Clown, Band or Clown. If you don't win, you'll have a big frown. Band or Clown, Band or Clown. If you don't win, I'll take you to Brown Town.
We are currently in the heavy hitters, because that also could have been a one.
A fart and a slide whistle.
Yes. Probably two.
At number four, this is...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. This is the year of Sexy Omar. You guys started calling me Homar, and mm-hmm. I exude sex. I know this. Thank you very much.
It took us a long time to realize. Yeah. Were you frustrated with us?
I was. I was like, don't you guys get it?
Yeah.
So I did a little sexy intro for Who Got the Grammy?
Don't you know who got the Grammy? Yo, who got the Grammy? Sexy.
Nope. That one could have been higher on the list.
Maybe not even in the top 10.
How dare you? Number three, we did this feature called Is It Racist? One of my favorite features that we started this year. And since it's mostly dealing with African-American issues, I decided...
R-I-B-B? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I decided to do the widest intro for this.
Is it racist? Come on and let me know. Let's all find out on the Kevin and Show. Is it racist? Come on and let us know.
That's beautiful.
That's just kind of a bop.
That's really beautiful.
Thanks, yeah. I appreciate that.
Song.
At number two, you were giving away tickets to see the Black Keys, and Jensen had the idea that I bring in my little baby girl's piano.
Yes.
And we would play either a white key or a black key, mm-hmm. and that's what we called the game.
And that's what we did Is This Racist, too, right after that. Yeah.
Is it a black key? Is it a white?
Okay, we get it.
We get it.
Okay.
All right.
Is it a white key?
Right, okay.
Is it a black
key or a white key? Right, we got it.
Or is it a white
key? This is great.
Is it a black key?
It's great.
And it goes on for another, like, 30 seconds.
It's great.
But you feel that emotion?
I mean, I felt it.
Thank you.
I can't... Again, is this number one we're coming up
yes.
on?
Yes.
Because a lot of these were bangers.
Thank you very much.
And I'm nervous.
We gave away tickets to see Bush at the Roxy, and we did a game called Women of the 90s. And
here's
and
me.
What?
What?
I said, and what?
And here is me doing my best Eddie Vedder.
This is your best?
Oh, see Bush, thumbing on and on and playing the Roxy. When it's not, you're gonna go with the play.
You have to imagine, it's like when they finished the Sistine Chapel with like the last brushstroke and just looked back at it and went, I'm done here.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's your top 10 Omar intros of 2019.
Nice job.
The top 10 Omar intros. Oh, yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Is this our favorite game?
It's one of our favorite games.
Let's wait till we hear all of them.
That's a good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets.
What's happening over here?
What is happening over here?
I found a beer mug's key card in the urinal.
What are you talking about?
Beer mug, you've been looking for that card since
Beer Mug earlier, about an hour ago, said that he lost his key card to get into the building, which is very important amongst us. He couldn't find it. We saw him looking in the refrigerator, which I thought was a crazy thing where it would be.
Did you visit the refrigerator this morning?
Yeah.
And you're saying that you found it in a urinal?
I found it in a urinal, yeah.
Why was what was happening?
Why are you asking him?
Have you cleaned it?
Did you watch it? No.
What?
It's your key card. Why are we responsible for it?
He's holding it. He had it in his hand. He was stoked about it. And then when he figured out it hasn't been washed, he now has it.
It's an arm length.
It's far away from his face. And he's touching it with his two fingers.
This is crazy. What's going on?
Who put it in the urinal?
I can't believe that.
Did you go to the urinal this morning?
Yeah, but I didn't have my key card.
Because it was in the urinal.
All right. Omar just found it, and he just made all that up. He just kept it from you, but you were too distracted.
You were spinning, so we said, Omar, let's end this.
We were like, let's let him worry about it till 10 a.m., we said. You're looking in the freaking freezer, and we were like, he's spinning out.
As soon as you left the room this last time, I said, I'm going to text Omar. We've got to end this. And Kevin said, already did. Shenson's like, okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When we saw you look in the fridge, I was like, this is too much.
Beer Mug is not a guy who can have that concern and still work on the show.
No.
He's not that guy.
His brain was out to lunch.
I leave everywhere.
That was too much.
I'm turning on your mic.
All right, now. Great game.
Back to the great game that we all love. For both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor, plus you get the Bud Light VIP passes. You have to be 21 or over. We're doing Kevin and Bean Acoustic Christmas fan songs.
Acoustic fan songs. Acoustic fan songs. Acoustic fan songs is on Christmas show. Acoustic fan songs. Acoustic fan songs. Acoustic fan songs is on both nights. Acoustic fan songs.
Okay.
Acoustic fan songs.
Oh, we get it, yeah.
Acoustic fan songs.
I think we understand.
And VIP.
Ooh. Sexy.
Yeah. The hair on my arms just stood up.
He is really bringing the sexy this year. All right, we're going to do it battle style. So if somebody beats you, you get hung up on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with Christina in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
We are doing
acoustic fan songs.
Are you ready?
Boy, am I.
All right.
Okay. What are you going to be doing for us?
It's just a little a cappella situation. Yeah. I don't actually have any like music prepared.
But... All right.
Here I go.
Okay.
I hope I win these tickets because I would cancel my weekend plans. And I want to skip my mammoth trip that I have planned this weekend for night to one. Either one would be cool.
Christina, that was amazing.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Not great singing.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I don't think anyone will beat you.
No, that was hard at all. We're going to do this battle style. So you are remaining.
You hold on.
And we will see if anyone can beat you.
Should we even move on?
No, we have to.
I feel like we have to legally.
Okay, all right. Jenna in Simi Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think you could beat that last song?
I don't know. I'm coming with a different style.
Okay,
great.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. I got a secret. It's digging to death. She said, I'm looking like I need tickets to the show. I said, I look and they're sold out. Trust me, I know. So I called in and Ali said, hello. I said, I want to go. She said, well, here you go. She gave me tickets for this weekend.
Oh, damn. Yeah!
Aren't these supposed to suck?
It's to Matt Mason's cringe, and he's a performer. Oh, Christina.
How do we decide?
I am sorry, but Jenna just nailed it.
Okay, I'm going to...
What if you took Christina? Can we do that?
Jenna and Christina
go.
I'm going to hold... Here's my thing. I'm going to hold my judgment. I want them both on hold. They're both too good,
okay.
And then we'll go back to it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So we have co-leaders?
Right now.
So if somebody blows them both out,
We'll deal with it.
Good.
For now, they're both on hold.
Okay.
Okay.
That's an impossible way. There's no way to choose between those two.
Very difficult.
Well, yeah.
You're doing a drawing in case?
We might do a drawing in case.
Let's go to Robert in Orange. Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
I
mean, I don't even know why we're going to you, but...
Well, let's see.
Those girls were good.
They're not supposed to be good.
That's our point. Usually these are bad and we all laugh and everybody has a good time.
And then
we walk away.
We are having an awful time, Robert.
Right.
Help us.
It's too good.
Bring the bad. What do you got?
Okay.
Almost Acoustic Christmas is something I don't want to miss.
Thank you.
It would be my pleasure drinking it.
Okay, thank you. For the call.
Okay, you were awful. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Honestly, finally, I feel comfortable.
I hung up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hung up on him.
Finally, I'm comfortable.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
But no, I'm comfortable now.
Yes, because the two top co-leaders were great.
He helped us. He didn't help himself at all.
And I'm sorry for hanging up on you, but
well,
that was, okay.
It's part of it.
Yeah. Alfredo, Lundale, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, welcome to
Acoustic Fan Songs.
All right. So this is a cover of What's My Age Again, and I'm singing about that time that Bean fell off the stage.
Okay.
So I think we all know about this incident.
Yes.
So hear me out. It was a Sunday night at the Forum, one night a few years ago. No doubts about a play. They're being introduced by K-Rock's Kevin and Bean. And that's about the time that Bean fell off stage. We should all have seen it coming. But you can't stop the show. It must go on. What the hell is wrong with Bean, my friend? You need to stay on stage. Bean fell off the stage. Bean fell off the stage.
Yeah! Alfredo, that was great.
Any other contest, you are there both nights with the VIP, but you're up against Christina and Jenna, the mega powers of Kevin and Bean. So I'm staying with the co-leaders. I'm sorry, Alfredo.
Any other day.
Add me up there on the drawing with them.
Alfredo's a no.
I'm not kidding. We're not joking when we say any other game.
Yeah, you win.
You win.
Yeah, but you're not going to Hollywood.
Not this one. I'm very sorry. Is we choosing for Hollywood?
Yeah.
Let's go to Leo in Long Beach. Good morning, Leo.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Leo.
Acoustic Fan Songs.
All right, what do you got for us?
All right, I'm about to put the standard up really high right now.
Okay.
You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Honestly, I'm not here to impress, but I really want to be in Acoustic Christmas. And so I'll take a shot because Allie's really hot, drink some Bud Light, and teach Beerman how to fight. I think it's really relevant that I see KJ Elephant and Jeremiah Red is better than sliced bread. And if I don't get these Christmas tickets, then Kevin really sucks.
Wait, how come Ellie's pretty and I suck?
I mean, I'm hot and you suck. Yeah. I would say Leo wins.
It's valid.
Biased, but I'm still with the Christina Jenna tag team.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Good try, though.
All right. Thank you for the call. Should we move on or try one more?
Let's try one more.
Let's do Candace in Monrovia. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I have a complete original song.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's a rap.
Okay.
All right. You want a fan who really understands to jump and shout at every band? Yeah, that's me singing for KG Elephant, Beth, and the Head and the Heart, and even Jeremiah Red. But that won't stop me. I'll go all out. 21 Pilots, Love You Live Band to 1975. I'll go on and on. I'm a fan that doesn't quit and likes to have fun. K-Rock for life. That's my jam.
This used to be so bad, and now it's so good.
Good. What's happening?
Why did the game change?
We need less talented listeners.
Oh, Candace, any other game?
Any other game, she'd be up there. But I'm staying with Christina, Jenna, and we're gonna have to do a raffle. Yeah, I feel like
for sure.
A raffle.
I just checked if we could give two pair out. We can't.
No,
no.
We have to have
one winner.
But let's just we'll have to go with.
All right. Do we have a drum roll?
Christina.
I have it.
In Mission Viejo and Jenna in Simi Valley, you both deserve to win. We only have one pair of tickets.
The name I chose is Christina.
Christina, I'm sorry, Jenna. You were almost too good, to be honest.
Jenna was fantastic. Christina, you won the tickets both nights on the floor and the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes. Wait, are you 21?
Yes.
Oh, that would have made us feel so much better.
It would have been so much better if you were 19. Right? 19 was my hope.
Ew.
Thanks for playing the game.
Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic Fan Songs. Acoustic Fan Songs is on. Merry Christmas.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. KROQ.
Where do we start with this story, man? What the hell is happening?
It's disgusting. Everything about it disgusts me.
That's... because he's a douchebag.
George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's parents and others for more than $100 million.
Mm-hmm. He believes that there was a conspiracy to frame him and wants more than $100 million in damages. This is after he was acquitted in the fatal 2012 shooting of Trayvon Martin. But he believes that there's just this, you know, vast conspiracy to frame him.
That all of the people that were involved in the trial were all in on?
Well, it involves them switching out a witness to be not his girlfriend, but his girlfriend's half-sister. And so it's a very much, you know, conspiracy theory thing, but he's going along with it and it doesn't make any sense. And he's, you know, this is a man who sold the gun that murdered Trayvon.
Not just sold it, auctioned it.
Auctioned it off.
You know, like, I mean, in a public way.
This is a person who has repeatedly re-victimized the people who have been, he's so selfish about it. But I guess we wanted to find out if this, I mean, you know, we've heard of crazy lawsuits having legs before.
Right.
Like, even in ones that you don't want to agree with and you think are terrible, legally they have a leg to stand on. We were nervous this did.
So we have Sweet James Bergener on the line. Good morning, Sweet.
Good morning.
So.
I'm here.
Yeah, what? We don't want you to be that
sweet. How bad
sweet.
You hate attorneys?
I know.
I mean, these attorneys, awful. Yes.
I'm slightly less than George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us how this might work.
All right. This is his attorney on this is a gentleman named Larry Clayman. Now, he's been a D.C. Attorney for a very long time and has a history of filing these sort of lawsuits where he takes a obscure or unsympathetic plaintiff and files this long-shot conspiracy theory lawsuit. He's done it for decades. In fact, a character on The West Wing was made after him, Harry Claypool. So he has a history doing this.
So lawyers must hate this guy because he's the type of lawyer that makes everyone hate lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Thankfully, the vast majority of his lawsuits go nowhere, and this is what will happen here. And this attorney, he really thinks that he's doing the right thing. He thinks that he wears a white hat and is doing what is right.
I think he's wearing something white on his head.
Yeah.
Well, you think. Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, that hat's a little too tight, and that's the problem. Mm. Here. It's cutting off blood to the brain. But this is going to go nowhere. And remember, this
when you say it's going to go nowhere, what does that mean?
Well, this lawsuit is based on a conspiracy theory. There's a documentary on it. And then this documentary maker has made some other documentaries. Among them, one is a movie that Paul McCartney is really dead. And two, that Elvis is really alive.
Oh, so he's
this movie
well,
that
so he's solid.
Zimmerman is framed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is going to get tossed very quickly.
Here's the thing. Even if this gets tossed, you have now re-victimized these parents again.
Yes.
Can they sue him and the attorney for taking the case? Because I am not about lawsuits. I am not about people. That's their first instinct. But you know what? These parents have been through the ringer.
Yeah.
They should be able to sue this bastard and his lawyer.
Yeah, it's shameful. I can't think of a more fruitless or divisive suit than this being filed. Absolutely shameless and awful. And the
can they sue in return?
They could bring a malicious prosecution suit. They could.
I unfortunately believe that George Zimmerman would be I mean, there's nothing there. I don't think he has any money.
He'd be kicked out.
Yeah,
right?
I wonder if it's the lawyer. No, I'm saying like if you countersued, maybe it's the lawyer to go after because Zimmerman, it would be have no. Civil.
Can they go after the lawyer?
Sure, they can sue everyone. You can sue anyone for anything at any time. Winning is a different situation. So suing the attorney on this would be a little more difficult because he's going to be representing that client, and that's going to be he'll be the person who brought this.
And these type of things just kind of like drag on and on because Zimmerman doesn't have really a whole lot of money in a civil suit for that. And it just, it would just drag out, right?
I imagine this will go up to a summary judgment motion and it'll be booted then.
So,
and it's a few months away.
A lawyer like this Clayman character that keeps taking these suits that appear very frivolous, Is there no overwatch of these lawyers and like a main guy that can say, you have done this too many times?
Great question.
You can be disbarred.
Yeah, actually, he's under investigation at the D.C. bar for back in 2010 for improper relationships with a client. There are some courtrooms who refuse to take his suits. Pennsylvania has investigated him. Florida has investigated him. Yes, he has been looked at.
Sweet James, remind us how long lawyers have to go to school.
I mean, well, 3 years. It's law just, school is 3 years.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me that someone would go through all that, spend all that money, mm-hmm. you know, take the oath, do all these things that you're supposed to do, and then this is what he's decided to do with his life.
yeah, chases conspiracy theories, and that's his.
Does he make money off any of them? He must make some.
One of the district bar was looking at him and let him off on one of the charges because he does a lot of public interest law, that he doesn't do a lot of money, that he doesn't make a lot of money. So
well, that's good.
That was one of the reasons that he's still able to practice, which is, seems weird.
So strange.
Well, sweet James Bergener, you are nothing like that man.
No.
Agreed. Nothing like that. That's
and are we going to see you this weekend?
Yes, you are. I'm excited.
That I didn't
I'm just
get to be
I didn't have to sing for my tickets, you know?
Well, actually, that's why you're on the line. Hit it!
What do you have for us, sweet? Go.
I cannot.
I'm going to suggest a rap. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go.
Go ahead and
go.
Weird rhymes with beard. Go.
Go. No, go ahead and go.
Looking something for tomorrow.
Still go.
Okay. We'll all take right. it tomorrow.
Will yeah. you sing it tomorrow, though?
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, good.
Let's see. He's dodging.
He's a lawyer. Yeah.
Sweet James Bergener, the number is 800-500-5200. Thank you, sir, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, bye now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
This is one of our favorite What's Happenings of the Week.
Yes, we have a playlist called That's My Jam. We're going to link it to you right now at Kevin and Bean on all of our social media. That's our social media for, you know, the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get too used to it at Kevin and Bean. But we're going to link you to this because here's the thing. We all have very different tastes in music. And sometimes a song comes along that we wish more people knew about. So we each pick a song every week and we play a little clip of it. And that is why we call it That's My Jam. Kevin, you are up first.
Mine is Blink-182.
Mm-hmm.
Came out with a brand new song today.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Not Another Christmas Song.
Oh.
And it truly isn't.
Oh.
Because it's from the standpoint of somebody who seems to be miserable.
Okay.
With their partner.
Oh.
And the line in the song says, can't we just get divorced for Christmas? So that's.
Wow.
So it's maybe taking a different turn on
a little
Christmas
bit of a twist.
Season.
Yeah.
But it's new Blink.
Now. Such a lonely business. Why can't we get divorced for Christmas? Another year not in a coffin. Growing up or whatever you
wow.
call it. Sometimes you get what you got, but it's not what you wanted at all. This is not another Christmas song.
Great.
Couldn't love it more.
It's perfect for the season.
Brand new Blink out today.
I love it. All right. Jensen, you're up next.
Mine is a female, which is important to say in hip hop because mostly we think of, you know, this year at least, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Meg Thee Stallion. Completely different type of style is a girl out of Portland, Oregon named Sina Howerda. She goes by the stage name of Winnie. She's 22 years old, and I've been following her for a little bit on social media when a few of her sort of freestyles went viral. One, I guess about 2 years ago, where she says, I guess I'm the daughter of Slim Shady, kind of joking around in a freestyle. And then it went viral because people actually thought it was Haley. People thought it was Eminem's daughter,
okay.
which it was not. But the good news is it put Winnie front and center. She has a new album that came out, I think, last month, and it is called If I May. It's very hard to pick one song off it because I really like it as a full body of work, and it's early in her career. It's kind of a mixtape more than it is an album. But I definitely 100% suggest that you download, if you like rap, Winnie, If I May. This song is called Rose City.
One foot in the rose, and if you don't know, then now you know I stay in that low. But that place is not my home. In Forest Hills like Jermaine Cole in the Ramones. I can't align with their goals. And when I go back, might hand them a plate bill. Get the act right. That's right. Who recruited these playmakers now? We don't play PlayStation now. Our vacation house stays vacant now. Who's debating now? I'm stealing the river's flow. I should go pay the Nile. I got nails to file. I gotta put in the coffin and I won't take a while.
I love that.
She's very good. She doesn't look like she sounds. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Winnie, very good.
That's great.
Because she is Winnie from...
Winnie the Pooh?
No. Oh.
Wonder Years?
Wonder Years.
Oh, okay.
Is it her?
It is not Danica McKellar.
Because she's too busy doing Hallmark movies.
Hallmark movies, right. This
okay.
is Winnie. She's out of Portland, Oregon.
Okay, different.
She is not Danica McKellar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bummer. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, this is a band that I chose a song for already from That's My Jam, but I love them so much.
Is it Lumetto?
No. The band is called Pup. They're one of my favorite bands. 2016, their album The Dream Is Over is one of my favorite albums. Until their third album, Morbid Stuff, came out in April, and I was like, oh, damn. It might be my album of the year this year, you guys. It is so good. But I love Pup. They're Canadian. They're punk. They're so fun. And they're getting a bigger following, and thank God, because so many people need to listen to this band. They are such a blast. This song has such a hooky chorus, and you find yourself kind of bopping along singing to it, and then you're like, oh, this is dark as hell. It's about depression, self-loathing. I'll just let you listen to the chorus and see if you sing along and then go, oh, geez. It is Free at Last by Pup. Just cause you're sad again, it doesn't make you special at all. I mean.
My song was quite negative and upbeat, and yours was negative and upbeat.
I mean.
Allie was like, she was like maestroing it during it, and then Kevin thought she meant turn it down, so he turned it
in. I was getting nervous that we weren't going to get to the chorus.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and then because, she turned it up. It was great.
But it felt good, and I love it.
Okay.
Guys, I think that's a good batch. Blink 182, Winnie and Pup. All there for your listening pleasure on our That's My Jam playlist.
Do we have time for all the birthdays or no?
You can find it at Kevin and Bean. It's a joy. I don't know if we have time for all the birthdays. It's just Judd Apatow. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas.
This is beautiful.
You better look out, you better not cry. You better watch out, I'm telling you why. Don't be a bitch or you won't get stuff for Christmas.
My dad told me that every
year.
God bless your dad and God bless Clownvis.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Hey everybody, Doug Benson is here. Comedian Woo! Doug Benson.
Hey, I made it.
Mm-hmm. How have you been, man?
I made it here, but I've also made it in the business.
Yes.
Nice.
You have made it.
I'm a success because I'm here at 8:07.
I mean, it's not technically true. We're not technically successful just because we're here.
Right.
This is technically
the last half of our show. Like, we've been on since 5:30.
Right.
So. Think of us.
So what do we say?
Yeah, I'm here to bring a burst of energy.
Okay, good.
You're
excellent.
Like, let's get this guy who's going to get stoned first to come on. That's going to bring the energy.
I got to be honest. I don't think we need burst of energy and Doug Benson in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while I'll bring it. But,
sure.
You know. People assume I'm high all the time, so I might as well be high all the time is my philosophy.
Are you high all
philosophy.
The time?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I videotaped it. I made a video before I came here showing everybody me getting high before coming in.
Okay, good.
Because people, you know, they don't believe things unless they see
it. It is odd. Hmm. That is odd. Okay. Most people will believe almost anything that happens. Like, people still to this day believe the Armenian comedian is fake.
It's like a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit. And he's not.
No, but, he's very real.
Yeah.
Here's a good one I pulled the other day.
Why wouldn't you think? Why wouldn't you believe Doug Benson is smoking
weed?
That's
the thing. It's not like Doug saying he ran a 5-minute mile. Like, he 100% is just saying I smoke weed.
Yes.
He also smoked weed and ran a 5-minute mile.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
I do it all after
smoking
weed.
Lead with the mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, not a 5 minute mile. It's like a 5 day mile.
5 days. Okay.
Yeah, okay. A couple blocks a day. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it in. Mm-hmm. But the other day I was flying New York to L.A., and on United, they're doing this big Star Wars promotion for the new, you know, the rise and shine of Skywalker.
Sure, whatever it's called. And,
yep, I think that's
the title.
They're doing a whole thing. Like, they've even painted one plane that I saw once in Vegas. It's all painted it like Star Wars with the characters on it.
Oh, that's cool. Stuff. I like that.
Yeah, so I was in first class, and they give you, you know, a little kit with this tiny toothbrush and toothpaste and a sleeping mask. Mm-hmm. And the kit, in conjunction with the Star Wars release, has a picture of, you know, BB-8 or C-3PO or somebody on
Lucky.
It. There's like different ones, so I grabbed a few to give away on my podcast. But the point
is, stealing off a plane.
The point is, I held it up in front of the screen in front of me in my seat. I held it up and took a picture of it before the plane took off. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my God, they're showing us the new Star Wars.
No.
On this flight.
That's awesome.
And when I landed, there was like, you know,
a million.
Hundreds of people.
That's
all
awesome.
Riled up.
Now, what did
How dare you watch it in that format for the first time? I would jump out of that plane.
What percentage of people really just wanted to know what it was about? Like, needed details.
It was just all over check? The map. All I couldn't map. Even. I kind of got into it, then I thought, you know, it's funnier to me to just let it lay there, not
so
say.
Good.
And then I did a follow up tweet saying that, you know, I was joking around.
That's very funny.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's what happens. That's people really do, run with stuff.
It's odd. Mm. They believe the weird stuff, the bad, the fake stuff, but they don't believe the real stuff.
Question the real stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you want to get people mad at you, say something negative about Joker on Twitter.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
They just, you don't even have to, people yelled at me for not mentioning it enough. Like, you know, like I'm not into it enough, you know.
Because, so what is your opinion on it? Because we've seen it. Kevin and I saw it. You have not seen it, right?
I've seen it.
Kevin and I think it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's just fine.
Oh, I'd go good.
Oh, you good?
Yeah, but Kevin loves everything.
I'd go good, but not great. Mm-hmm. I'd go good, but not
good, but not great.
We've got a good, a fine. What is yours?
You know, reasonably compelling. Like, like Joaquin Phoenix, like,
he's
he did it.
Yeah.
He lost the weight
sure
and
did it.
Acted like a maniac.
Yep.
You know?
Nailed it.
I don't know if we saw the, you know, origin story of a criminal master. Mind
sure,
like what crimes is he gonna do in the sequels? He can't even
all he
himself.
Does is laugh at the wrong times.
yeah he's inappropriate.
And without him, that movie is garbage.
Agreed.
Yeah, like he's still good even in bad stuff.
Yeah. And then also they just somehow they just tapped into something, because I wouldn't think that the fans of the Joker and DC would want to see the Joker do a tap dance down the stairs in slow motion, but they're eating it up.
Yeah, $1 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People you are know, going to those stairs.
It's real iconic now.
People
already.
Are going to those stairs to do the tap dance down, and apparently it's in a not great section, and people are like, please don't come here. You are going to get killed.
My favorite
please
ones
don't.
Are the ones that are doing that dance and they fall. It's a fail, and they just wipe out and roll down the stairs. That's the best.
Deserved.
That's what we need for Christmas.
What have been your standout 2019 movies, Doug? You are a critic by all definition. What is your picks?
My number one
mm-hmm.
is Jojo Rabbit.
Wait, for good reason.
It's an amazing movie.
I haven't
movie.
Seen that one yet. Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah, you will love it.
Okay.
Hilarious, hilarious, touching. It's got everything.
Okay. It's very, yeah.
No sex to speak of, but other than that, it's got everything.
Could always add it later. What about did you see Parasite?
I did. I liked it very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that one very much too.
Yeah. It's really good.
But I've been told I like everything. So.
But for a movie you have to read, it's really good.
Right. Yeah. Good point. I had to read.
Yeah, and it doesn't drain on you. You don't get tired of reading.
As an avid listener of his podcast, I do also know, since he flies a lot, mm-hmm. right? He's flying on every weekend for shows. He sees also garbage. Like, you see every movie.
I used to. I'm a little more selective now. Like, especially this time of year, I try to see everything that gets nominated for an Oscar. And this year, the window between the nominations being announced and when they give them away is going to be shorter than possibly ever, like just a month. So I'm already just ticking off seeing movies that I'm like, well, this is going to get nominated for this, this, and this.
This is artsy. And, wow. Better watch this.
Exactly. I don't know that I like artsy, Doug Benson. I don't know.
There's certainly less
fun. I come to you for things not artsy,
but
my friend.
They have categories for you, Kevin, at the Oscars. They have a special effects category.
They do. That's true.
So that's always five fun movies.
Yeah, there's the sound.
Maybe one dramatic movie will slip in there, but chances are not, because even nobody raves about the effects in Schindler's List.
Well, I mean, that's true.
But then there's also sound and sound editing. Those are usually like, that's where like a Terminator movie might sneak in.
Look. Costume gets a sneak in too, like a Marvel movie gets a costume.
Sure, it can, but those period pieces, that's costumes is the toughest one to knock off because you have to sit through movies like Mary, Queen of Scots.
Right.
And
yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, so I do. It is a little bit of punishment to myself to have to watch all the stuff. But I think so far I've seen 22 movies that I believe will get some sort of nod.
All right, comedian Doug Benson is here. He is doing a live show, Doug Loves Movies, 12 Guests of Christmas at the Largo at the Cornet, Thursday, December 12th. That's next Thursday, right?
Yeah, and it is a well-known tradition here in Los Angeles for this show. He gets crazy guests, people you won't believe are coming to talk movies with him. It's like a standard for LA comedy.
And we'll talk more about that next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Comedian Doug Benson is in the studio with us. Sorry, I had that down.
Nope,
you want to try that again?
No, we got
Comedian
it.
Comedian Doug Benson is in the studio with us.
Let me get it. Do it one more time.
Comedian Doug Benson is in the studio with us.
Yay!
Different, but okay.
That's just one kid.
Just one kid now.
A lot fewer
kids. The other kids, they really
they
shot
left,
out.
They left because they were mad because you cut them off.
Yes.
Doug, tell us about the 12 Guests of Christmas, please.
The group of kids sounds genuine, but one sounds coerced.
Yay! Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody, that's somebody with a figurative gun to their head. Yes. You have to say it.
Yay!
We're gonna kill this puppy unless you say yay. 12 Guests of Christmas.
Yes, please.
Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
It's an annual event. I did one in New York City a couple of nights ago.
Is it true that Jerry O'Connell was there?
It's true. Jerry O'Connell
was
there.
Hollywood treasure.
And it's once the game starts, because it takes forever to introduce all 12 guests, but then once we start playing the game, if you miss a question, you're just eliminated and you have to leave. And during this whole setup, Jerry was a prominent figure, and then he ended up being the first one out.
Oh, no!
Oh. That's so great. And I was just like, thanks for taking the time to come down here and lose, Jerry.
Oh,
that's so great.
So, spoiler for anyone who hasn't listened yet, but it plays out in a fun way. And we had John Hodgman and Justin Long, so it was like PC and Mac reunion.
Oh, yeah, PC and Mac reunion. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and of course, I was stoned, and I forgot to even bring it up. So they were on stage together.
it's kind of huge.
They didn't sit next to each other because, Justin was all into sitting next to Jerry, and John Hodgman, picked a corner from which to judge everybody. But it was super fun. And it's always gets out of hand. And, in New York, I ended up having 15 guests. Because when cool people say yes, you can't go, oh, I got to keep it at 12.
Right. So you're just going to keep your 12 guest name, but any number that you
could
come
be
up
any,
with.
Could be anything more. It could be more than 12. I think one time I might have, no, it's always been at least 12 because I'll just grab somebody off the street if I have to. But because one time,
I like that quality
one time
control.
I only had 11, and I did get an audience member.
I would
to
just
play.
In that case, I would just have Jerry O'Connell go to the end of the line and stay in the
start
game.
Start again.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea too. Yeah. Have him play as himself, and maybe also as like Vern from Stand By Me.
Oh, and give him noogies.
He quantum leaps back.
Right.
To the game.
Right.
No, he slides back.
Right, that's right. I thought he was the quantum leap guy. That's Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
Yes,
by the way, different. By the way, same show to me, just so it's out there.
Pretty much.
That's half a dozen, yeah.
So do we know any of the guests? Are you allowed to say, or is it always a surprise?
Oh, I always keep it a secret except for when I decide to leak it,
Right now, can you give
Kevin
us one?
I'll leak it on my, my Twitter account.
Or like if you were going to do it
if I was
now
on Kevin
and Bean.
What if you were doing an interview on a radio station?
Well, let me tell you somebody that is a maybe.
Yes, we love maybes.
Great.
Love letting people down. Our show is known for letting people
it's
down.
Better than nothing,
yes.
I'm not sure.
Obama
no, I'm very excited
is a
about because once I'm announcing, it's a maybe. Because when you announce, you tend to have to say, you can't be.
Right,
you know, you can't
because
be
no
maybe,
one wants
so
to hear a maybe.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what you're going to give us.
Maybe Cage the Elephant will be here.
Okay. You're just a jerk.
That's the Christmas promotion.
That's not nice.
That's our acoustic Christmas. That's our show.
What's the biggest cancellation there's ever been? Last year,
I think we had a huge cancellation. His name was Morrissey.
What? Last year that happened?
Was that 2 years ago?
The biggest was U2.
Oh, yeah, U2 dropping
out. U2 was huge.
U2 because Bono got in a bike accident.
At least he had the niceness about him to get in that bike accident like a month before acoustic.
That is nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Morrissey canceled half an hour before our broadcast started that night.
Listen, out of their hands, obviously, but the Chili Peppers not being able to perform was
a big deal as well.
Yeah,
because he had
appendicitis
or something. I don't like to focus on those because all of these bands are locked in.
Yes. They're going to show up.
Why would they have some sort of emergency or last minute problem?
So why would you bring that up is my question to you.
In fact, don't they all have to pass some sort of rigorous exam?
Yeah, a health check.
You send in doctors to make sure that they're going
to
make it.
They have to do
a
5-minute mile. Once they achieve that, we let them perform.
5 minute or 5 day?
5 minute.
5 minute mile.
No, they got to be in shape.
Are we letting Doug not...
Here's a maybe I'm so excited about because he did the show once a few years back and was a complete delight, and so I've been trying to get him back, and he's always very friendly, but as you know, once I tell you this name, he's a super busy dude. John Lithgow.
Says
that he might show up.
Wow.
That's still a good mite.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's a fun tease.
Like, maybe
Not John Hamm, who is great to have, but he does a lot of comedy stuff. John Lithgow does not show up to Largo or UCB. Like, that is a random person to have on.
Yeah. In the one time that he did show up, he was great because we were playing the Leonard Maltin game, and that's where, you know, I read reviews that Leonard Maltin wrote, and he didn't give a particularly nice review to a John Lithgow movie.
Right.
And that was the clue. And I told him that, you know, it was about his movie. And how do you... now I'm trying to figure out how to say it on the radio. But he just straight up called Leonard Maltin a seersucker.
Is that right?
Wow, yeah, really? He wasn't talking about Suits.
All right.
No, not at all. I love that.
I like it.
Wow.
I got to be honest, that's a great maybe.
That is a very
good
maybe.
That's a great maybe.
And that's
I think we'll accept it.
Yeah, that's the kind of maybes you'll see at Doug Benson's 12 Days of Christmas.
There you go. It's this coming Thursday, December 12th at 8 p.m. Do we have time for...
We do, I think so. Right. Doug, I am... listen, I'm lazy. I think we're on the radio too long already. So when I get home, I don't want to actually write any questions for you. So I let Google do it. this is called Autocomplete Me.
When I go on the computer and I try to search something,
Doug Benson,
the autocomplete finishes it for me. It's the strangest thing.
What?
So let's start typing and searching. Oh, what will it be?
I don't know.
Hey, you, what do? You autocomplete me.
Okay, so what I do is I start a question about Doug Benson, then I allow Google to finish it. These are things that finished in the top 30 results, so, you know, they could be obscure, or they could be the ones you see all the time. My first one is, what is Doug Benson's favorite city?
Oh.
You travel a lot. I'm sure it's people looking into where you'll be performing, but, you know, it gives us that question.
There's nice people everywhere I go, because, you know, people smoke weed everywhere I go. People love movies everywhere
I go. That's a dodge.
They hand you off weed.
But... number one, I have to say, is Austin, Texas.
Okay. Mm. Keep it weird, right? Isn't that
all
what
right?
Mm-hmm. Great city, great food, great people.
And
great.
There's two different film festivals I go to there every year that are super fun.
All right, awesome. All right, moving on. Who are Doug Benson's friends? I thought this was more of a philosophical question, maybe deeper into your soul, but it's up to you to answer.
I got so many friends. If I say their names right now, you're going to know who the guests are.
John Lithgow.
Guests of Christmas.
You might have John Lithgow as a friend.
Yeah, John Hamm is a friend.
Yes. All right, moving on.
Just naming Johns.
Just Johns. Okay,
just
here we
Johns.
Go. This other one, a lot of people know that Doug Benson was in Captain EO because
I didn't know that.
That's kind of a thing that comes up
Doug
a lot in
Benson
his life.
Doug Benson was in Captain EO.
He was an extra.
Were you a dancer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But did you know, and this is only because it auto-corrected, where is Doug Benson in Blade Runner?
What?
Yeah, I'm in Blade Runner also.
What?
I had a nice run there for a little while. I'm in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What?
Yeah.
You had that one you should be in.
You had a very good extra agent.
Yeah, it was me. It was just me. It was just me hounding people. Like, in the case of Blade Runner, I was paid $50 cash a night to just stand around the back lot underneath fake rain amongst...
I gotta be honest, that's a little sad.
A ton of people who didn't speak English.
Great.
And actual punk rockers, like they hired people with like tattoos on their faces in Blade Runner, or just people they found with tattoos on their faces.
Gotcha.
Last one. When does Doug Benson, and I swear to God, this is number one, die?
What? Oh.
This is when I put, when does Doug Benson, the last one, die? You
when,
tell me when you die, Doug.
Let us know.
I don't know. That might be a current thing just because I've, you know, been thinking about death a little, you know, talking about it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found out that I have extremely high blood pressure.
Okay.
Oh,
and
God.
It's, you know, and
there's
you just...
medication for that.
Yeah, yeah, there absolutely okay. is. But you still, you just find out that you're a ticking time bomb, you know, that like, you know, like I found out that there's a actor that I know of who... For a part in a movie, they, you know, if you're the lead in a movie, they do give you a physical exam
yeah.
or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that makes yeah, sense.
And this guy's blood pressure's too high, and they said, we're going to cast somebody else
what?
Unless you can get your blood pressure down. That's the stress of getting your blood pressure down is going to make your blood pressure stay up high.
Wow.
It's true.
So how's he going to do it? I don't know. If maybe less
to,
salt.
If I had to guess which end yeah. of the spectrum you would be at, I would think your yeah. blood pressure would be dangerously low.
He's a chill-ass man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just from all the weed smoking.
Right.
And,
okay. That doesn't
and
change
fun times. I'm always having a fun time when I'm around you, Kevin.
I know.
You don't see me in my down
time. He's like the Joker. He's just he's up and down.
I see you at ComCon. I see you at Acoustic Christmas, and yep. I see you here.
Yep.
I'm always in a good mood.
Doug Benson is always in a good mood, and Doug loves movies. 12 Guests of Christmas at the Largo at the Coronet. It is Thursday, December 12th at 8 p.m., and tickets are available at DougLovesMovies.com.
Yay!
Little kid's still happy. That's good news.
Your little kid locked up somewhere. It sounds like a cell.
Down, down.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. Q.
This time on Fridays, we do Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
Unless it's a bad song. In which case, we reserve the right, as like a restaurant reserves the right to kick anyone out.
No.
It's not in the bylaws.
Not in the bylaws.
Yeah.
We need to change the bylaws.
The Constitution says strictly we have to go with 100.
Well,
but I will say, if you have ones that you think should be on the list but didn't make it, a good way to tell us is through email, kevin@krock.com.
Come on, man.
At any time during the weekend, just send over the song you want to be 100. Yeah.
Kevin, I wish you played this, kevin@krock.com. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I got in trouble because I wasn't checking kevin@krock.com.
Right. Yes.
And my boss sent something important, and I was supposed to sign off on it, and everybody else did.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, to be honest, I don't check that email, and he's like...
Which email?
kevin@krock.com.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And there were 4,000 emails in there unread.
6,871.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And I deleted them all. And then...
Started over.
I got in trouble, so now I have to start checking it, and you guys are not helping.
No?
No.
Right.
Well, as much as I feel like you're trying to help, I think you're trying to sabotage me.
Oh, so if people were to email you like, oh, you didn't play my song, it's this, kevin@krock.com.
Right,
like,
I don't necessarily,
you don't want to know?
Well, I don't necessarily need that.
I thought of something. Yeah. There's a lot of times on Twitter, people will ask us, you guys play that Chili Pepper song a lot. Why don't we play other songs or this song? Kevin could be the hub for that.
Oh,
so
why
you can send an email at kevin@krock.com. You send it and you say, what's going on with the playlist? Mm-hmm. And honestly, he could probably do it at any time, not just the morning show. Stryker and Klein,
they
Megan.
They can give out his email, yeah.
Yeah, whoever.
So like the face of K-Rock. Who, I mean,
don't
who better?
Be...
Who better?
Everyone.
Guy who's been here the longest.
Have you seen my face?
I'm looking at it right now. It is adorable, Kevin.
You guys are not helping. All right.
All right.
So, let's do Texter 100, shall we?
Let's. But before we get to 100, let's talk about what could have been, you guys. Texter 99 was from the 909, and they wanted to hear Unwritten Law, Seeing Red.
Mm.
Or Seeing Red. Sorry about that, sucka. You weren't 100. Neither was 101. James from Westminster wanted to hear some Soft Cell Sex Dwarf. Great song, but again,
that's a good choice.
You're a loser. You weren't 100 because 100 was Josh in Lake Balboa.
Josh, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Great. Well, it depends on what you pick, how we're doing. So tell us what you're
Come
picking.
Come on, Handlebar Remix.
So this time of year, I always, you know, get in the in the Christmas spirit, and I've been listening to Kevin and Bean probably since close to the very beginning. And
thank you
always
for that.
Love listening to Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Hey,
I'm not mad at that.
We'll
Josh.
Take it.
I'm not mad at that.
Love it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Josh. We will play your song. It is Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
That sounded great.
Yes.
I love it.
Perfect time of the year.
What a good
can't
choice.
Play that in April and feel the same way.
I beg to differ.
I like that song. Right.
Okay.
But I'm not a big Christmas in April fan. So
right.
That
right.
did okay. sound fantastic.
All right.
Allie?
Yeah.
Like Kevin? We do. The year that song was released.
I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pinpoint this one. I'm not going to lie. But it was early
was
80s.
Was it before you were born?
No, it was
Go
early 80s.
For God's sakes,
yes,
man.
Yes, I was not born.
Okay.
It was early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was 81, 82, or 83.
Okay. I mean, you're going to say them all at some point.
Or 80, really. I don't okay. know if it was 80. I'm going to say 81. To 81. 81. It's 1981.
I feel like we need to lock in like a final answer.
My final answer is 1981.
1982.
Oh!
Very close.
So close.
Very close.
All right. I mean, I'll be better next year.
Thanks for playing Keep It 100.
It's Kevin and Bean.
K-U-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Shane, there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
It's Friday on the show and I'm nervous for you. So in case you missed it, here's the week in review. We talked about Allie's brain juice in detail and how she's probably dying, rest in peace, female. Holiday office parties, people don't know how to act. And I can't believe Kevin Ryder's budget for snacks. Or Black Friday shoppers who get into fights. And I think Dave's cat's trying to take its own life. Mug said gambling made his funds a mess. 20 minutes later, RJ Bell suggested bets. Mug's pronounced party people husband and wife. And my mom gifted me a pair of leather pants twice. Cartoon Doug Benson. And Santino, only guess we were missing was probably Little Timmy Lumberg. Sure's a wise ass. If you missed that, download the podcast.
K Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas 2019.
At 9/2 Sunday, December 8th.
What just happened?
I cut myself off with an aggressive commercial.
That's one of Jensen's main comical things has been the oddness of how hard our commercials come
yeah.
in.
They are never
super
relaxed.
Aggressive.
So, like, when we hang up on people, it's really, really
I'm sorry.
Aggressive.
When what?
When you hang up on
I
people.
I have never hung up on
when
anyone,
I
Kevin.
Hang up on
we
people.
We don't even have control yeah. of the phones over here.
Yeah.
It always goes into some kind of super aggressive commercial, and it makes it a lot worse like this.
So you keep doing what you're doing, man. Never stop, all right?
Okay, thanks a million, and it was great talking to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
The U.S. Open may be over.
The U.S. Open may be over, but your parents are kidnapped. It's like, well, what are we doing? Like, why
is Stan Lee is just trying to talk.
And then it's never like, you know, something sweet. Like, banking
no.
helps everyone.
No. Oh.
No, it can be aggressive.
You guys
it's like diarrhea it. Hits you when you don't see it coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have time for another What's Happening?
Oh,
we do.
And I have something to give you. First, are we able to get Dave to read off some numbers? Because we were just playing the Foo Fighters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Foo Fighters have a brand new EP out today.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but it's 5 songs, 2 covers, 2 live tracks. But I can't for the life of me figure out what the name of the EP is. Are we able to get Dave up?
I can read it to you, or you want Dave to?
Yeah, I want Dave to.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Dave, are you listening?
Yeah, this is easy. It's just 0199925.
One more time.
0199925.
There you go.
Or do you say 999925?
No, I think you got it.
No, I think you got it.
I mean, I think it's a specific name, no?
I don't know. That's actually, it's just numbers.
Right.
But
or is it code like 01 and then 999925?
You missed a 9.
How many 9s are there?
There's 4 9s.
Okay, that's 4 9s.
I'm going to look at it upside down.
Does it spell out boobless?
Oh, it says boobless.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I have no idea what this is. No, I don't know. It doesn't really
work. Honestly, we all did that on our calculators as kids.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Kids look up calculators. Oh, Kevin did it last week. Oh, that's just sad. Well, you guys, I have something for you. You've stuck with us this whole week. And
we're assuming.
We assume. I mean, yesterday Jensen yelled about a taint. There's been a lot this week.
It's been a weird week.
But how about a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood as K-Rock takes over the park on Friday, December 13th?
Yay!
So glad it was a group of kids and not just that one sad kid. You can bring your family and friends, start a new tradition during the holidays at Universal Studios Hollywood with Christmas in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Grinchmas. It's going to be a great time, you guys. Give a call right now and be caller 10, and you are going to get the pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood as K-Rock takes over the park on Friday, December 13th. But you know what? If you're not caller 10, don't worry, because you have a bonus chance to win at krock.com.
By the way, you know, in the category of things that we should know and maybe have been talking about?
Uh-huh.
The Acoustic Christmas webcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you're not going to be able to attend.
Wait, webcast? There's a webcast this year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have we mentioned it one time?
No,
not once. I didn't even know.
There's a webcast this year.
Uh-huh.
So you can watch the entire show live on your computer, krock.com, and it stays up for 24 hours.
Rad. When does it start?
At krock.com/webcast. It doesn't say when it starts. I would guess 5.
Okay.
Six? 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you can watch up the entire thing. And yeah, I'm saying maybe we should have known that, and perhaps we should have been teasing it.
Hmm. I feel like we could have.
Yeah, at any time.
Well, this is a different way to go.
Yeah. Dave, do you know what time it starts, Dave?
6.
Why did you go 01999?
Exactly.
Don't
what
you
I was
know
thinking.
Comedy?
Radio!
Come on! Dave, son of a bitch!
06.
Thank you.
Zero.
Do you want to watch webcast of Acoustic Christmas? Do you have a urethra that's infected? Then you've got K-Rock 106.7.
Get it pierced right now!
/ webcast!
Oh my God.
We'll see blood.
Who's that comic that gets really mad about stuff?
Lewis Black?
You were Lewis Black right there.
Yeah.
You were Lewis Black.
It's Lewis African-American, please.
Do you have chicken fingers?
Guys, I don't know what's happening.
Well done.
But I do know this. I don't want to do this story, but it's news, and I feel like some people might want to know it, but I don't want to do it because I know what's going
to
happen.
Well, legally, as you know, we have to take Texter 100. We also have to hear all the news.
I don't think that's true either.
Well, I looked it up.
Okay. Legally, you have to do it, apparently.
Yes.
They have named the artist confirmed to perform at Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Let me try and get through this. Green Day, Dan and Shay, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion, and more are scheduled to perform at the West Coast celebration of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Dick Clark Productions and ABC announced this, and guess what? They're going to have special performances by Paula Abdul and Kelsey Ballerini and Blanco Brown, Ava Max, all these cool people. All right,
they
cool.
And they were disappointed. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
How's the show going to start, you know?
I don't know.
All right, let's count it down. 20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12,
what?
10, 4, 14. Happy New Year!
After 14?
7,
oh,
6,
counting again.
8, 11, 11, 18,
2-11.
5, 3, 2, 20.
Oh.
Happy New Year!
I hate this so much.
Dick Clark sounded like Dave.
That was the Foo Fighters EP title.
So again, Green Day, Dan and Shay, Dua Lipa, and Megan Thee Stallion.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Oh, guys.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
Look, we didn't put him on TV.
He put himself on TV.
Right.
I missed the duck with the traumatized penis story.
Who knew that would be the most uplifting?
I mean, you guys, remember I told you the story about Justin Timberlake? He was on the balcony in New Orleans with one of his co-stars of a movie that he's shooting. And, you know, it's not great when you're on a balcony and people take pictures of you holding hands with the woman who you're co-starring in a movie with, you know, when you're married.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not ideal.
And pictures touching his leg, and it just, it seemed intimate and it seemed weird and it didn't seem great.
No.
Well, he has come out, I told you yesterday, and said, listen, lapse of judgment. I was very drunk. He apologized to Jessica Biel, said he has to be better for his child as well. But I started looking at some of the comments about his apology.
Yeah.
And I thought this was quite astute. So Wainwright, the woman, Alicia Wainwright, that's going to be in the movie with him, is an African-American woman. They're filming this movie in New Orleans. And one person wrote, what if Justin Timberlake were to escape scot-free for all the public shenanigans caught on camera and left a black woman holding the bag to have her career forever changed and reputation marred without really ever coming to her defense? That couldn't happen, right? See, what that person did is they alluded to the 2004 Super Bowl with Nipplegate and Janet Jackson, where he was like, not me, not
Don't
my problem.
Never, ever trust Whitey.
And then there he was performing at the Super Bowl again.
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
Thank you. Not mine. Trust me. My brain is leaking through my nose. So I just thought that was worth bringing up.
Yeah, I was saying that a song that doesn't age well is Cry Me a River.
Right.
In the long run, I don't know if it's...
Because of the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, just like it also, I don't know. It seems like maybe he put it all on one person back then and maybe it wasn't always that. But I'm a Timberlake head. I like the jams. But just saying, that song didn't age well.
If you could stop doing that weird shimmy as you say it, that would be the best part of my day.
I like the man.
I don't love the shimmy.
I don't love this.
I didn't like that
either.
Album where he's like out in the woods or whatever that was.
The woods or something?
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But everything
This else. Is what everybody's been waiting for.
But everything else was a bop.
Good Lord. All right, we got a lot of acousticking to do this weekend,
man.
So let's get out of here.
Yay!
Happy birthday. That kid better not be there.
He's going to be there front
We're
and
gonna
center.
We're going to kick him out.
Oh, my God. We is that little Timmy out. Lindbergh?
Oh, no.
Timmy won't be there, right?
No, Timmy's mom might be there.
I hope she is there. That would mean she's not dead.
Look for the woman who picks up her shirt from Matt Mason.
Whoa.
Some birthdays for
she's
you.
A big Mason head.
Shout out
Masonite.
To hell.
Masonite. Big Masonite.
Right. You can do it. You can do it, Allie. There's only one. You can do it.
Shout out to
This
hell.
Is what everybody's been waiting for.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness for the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Watch the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas live at krock.com.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And speaking of great radio,
don't bogart that joint, my friend. Over to me.
There's gonna be so much poop.
Calm down, bitch.
Just pass it around.
This should be a lot of fun.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend. Well, just pass it on down.
Well, that was terrible, but at least it's over.
It is not hyperbole to say that that was my Vietnam. I close my eyes, I can still hear the screams.
Of happy children?
Yeah, you hear them too?
If you listen to the internet, this was one of the worst performances in the history of our country. And they should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed.
Way to go, Cracker.
Bong, bong.
Two cans of ravioli!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.